So Wendy, tell us about the project. What does it entail here at the GAR?
This first phase of the project for this construction at the GAR Museum on Andrew Street in Lynn is an installation of an elevator that's going to be going through all four floors of this building that was built in 1885. So that in of itself is a huge undertaking. Because, you know, you never know what's going to happen when you cut into a building that's from 1885. So the construction is expected to take at least a year to do it right. And we have a satellite GAR at City Hall. My office is room 104. And the people should feel free to swing by and see the GAR office at City Hall.
From the ceremony today, what do you take out of that? What happened? What do you think about what happened here today?
Well, this is it's so wonderful to see the confluence of so many different types of supporters coming out for this project. People who are interested in the Lynn Cultural District, interested in history, interested in veterans issues. All is what this building represents, and it's the culmination of significant buy-in from this particular Nicholson administration and these city councilors. It's wonderful to see everyone coming together for this resource.
I guess one last question would be: this is phase one or step one? What do people envision for the future down the road for additional projects here?
We will be doing things such as re-envisioning the first floor tenant space. We're looking at creating a co-working model for various nonprofits. The grand hall upstairs will look exactly like it always did, but we'll have hidden 21st century information and practical things for great events up there. And also, the trustees have given me the duty to expand the story of the museum. So not just Civil War, we'll be talking about all of Lynn's veterans from the militias of 1639 all the way up through Iraq.